Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleeds podcast. I'm Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
But I'll tell you what, if I was any better, I'd be peanut butter and jelly.
That's good.
Oh, I
You'd
know
be a
it is.
combo.
I'd be a heck of a combo and one of the best lunch sandwiches known to mankind.
Yeah, that's number one,
Maybe
I would
not
say.
even, just lunch, just sandwich in general. I mean, I'm pretty sure that that's a delicious dessert. I would eat peanut butter and jelly for dessert.
Sure.
I would eat peanut butter and jelly. Like if somebody had little peanut butter and jelly triangles and they brought them out after dinner, I'd be like, oh, what a great dessert.
Triangles, huh?
You know, I mean, I feel like if they're bringing it out, like as something fancy, right? They're
For,
like cutting
yeah.
it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just
Like a
like throwing out.
display of,
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. A little gamesmanship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I'm sure that was probably on both of our Mount Rushmores of sandwiches. Long time ago, I don't remember anything, but yeah, I'm sure it was.
We've had so many Mount Rushmores at this point in time, I can't even tell you what's been on what.
Yep, same.
We'll probably be able to do them all over again and have maybe the same, maybe different,
Yeah.
maybe different. Yeah. So today, you know, we're in a weird time of the year. Got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Not a lot of crazy stuff going on in the life, but maybe we've got playoff NBA playoff basketball.
Yeah.
We had two play-in games yesterday, two play-in games today. We'll have two more play-in games tomorrow and two more play-in games on Friday. And then I believe the playoffs start on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real playoffs.
Yes.
So do you, is this considered the playoffs?
To me, it is.
I
I
was
think
hoping you would say no.
I
I was
think
hoping
technically it's not.
for the way that the, because we talk about how the, you know, that play-in, that last game of the year or whatever
Yeah.
in baseball, you know, and I was hoping you would say no, because you say that that is playoffs.
Me, that's the playoffs. That's the it's even more exciting than the playoffs because it's a one game elimination.
So stupid. All right. Anyway,
But the intensity is going to be as high as
yeah.
we don't need to get
You
into
know
that.
what? If baseball did what the NBA does, I think I would feel better about it, because baseball is a series sport. You know, I feel like just randomly all of a sudden one game, and I get it. Win more games. You don't have to be there. I get all that, right? I understand that, and I believe in that. But you know, maybe they take four teams and they say, all right, you two, top two, play each other. Winner, you're in. Loser, play the winner of the bottom two teams. Winner of that game, they're in. I kind of like that. I kind of like the way they do this play-in tournament.
You know, it was funny. I just saw the other day that LeBron, like 2 years, 2 or 3 years ago, when they, I think it was 21, when they first brought this up and they were going to start it,
Yeah.
LeBron said something in a press conference right after they came out with it. He's like, "Whoever came up with this should be fired. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen."
And because
And
of
they've
it,
been
he's
it
in
every year, or they missed it.
everywhere.
By the way, they did beat the Pelicans. I mean, we can just jump right into it,
Let's do
probably.
it. Absolutely. Yeah.
They beat the Pelicans. I'm wearing a Pelican shirt today, but they did beat the Pelicans to get the seventh seed. Congratulations, you played the Nuggets now.
So everybody was talking about that before the game. If you are LA and your kryptonite is the Denver Nuggets, I mean,
Whatever
you were
kryptonite
in
is.
the conference championship last year against Denver, and you haven't beat them in 2 years. Like the last 2 years, they've knocked you out of the playoffs. And you know that if you win, you're going to have to play the Nuggets. If you lose, you potentially play Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and
Oklahoma City
Oklahoma
Thunder.
City Thunder, who are the one seed.
Right.
However, you're talking about a much younger team and blah blah blah, you know, and they're like, would that be better? So the point is though, if you lose that first game of the play-in tournament, now you legit only have one opportunity.
It's not a risk worth taking, I think.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That people even think that a team would do that kills me.
Yeah.
So you're
Can't do
telling
it.
me that I should lose one game so I can win the second game. But if I lose that game, now I don't get in the playoffs at all. Now
Right.
we're in the playoffs though.
Yeah.
Now, but I, or I'm in the playoffs. Yeah, I want my chance at a five game series. Is it five game in the first round?
Seven.
Seven in the first round.
Seven all the way through.
It's a lot of basketball.
A lot of basketball.
They're going to be playing basketball till July.
Yeah, they pretty much do now.
It's like, what, June? Yeah. It's the middle of June, isn't it? Is it
Yeah.
first week of June, middle of June, something like that?
When the finals start or
When the when they end, usually.
Oh, yeah. It's at least into the second week, third week. Pretty close to July, I think, at this point.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Or maybe because they did move the – because they moved it up. But maybe they moved the season up a week to
But
fit
it
the
was because
play-in.
of the play-in tournament.
Yeah,
Yeah, they moved it up so they could do the play-in tournament.
So they're still into late June,
That's
mostly.
Insane. But congratulations. I let the boys stay up last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Parker, big LeBron fan.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. And I told Parker last night as we were watching the game, they got to get the ball out of LeBron's hand. Did you watch that game at all?
Yep.
They've got to get the ball out of LeBron's hands at the end of the game. It was killing them. Number one, he was dead tired from guarding Zion Williamson because Anthony Davis got in foul trouble. LeBron took a couple charges in the game. Like, let's go. 40 years old, taking charges from 25-year-old grown giant men. But, you know, do what you got to do. LeBron's built different. I mean, legit, as a 40-year-old, he's not built like any other 40-year-old. Oh, 39-year-old, whatever. He's not built like any other 39-year-old either. I'm not here like pumping him up. I'm saying he's old. Like, you could see him get old last night.
Yeah.
It was bad. True. It was bad. He had like three turnovers, missed some bad shots. He made one fall away jumper in a corner, but it's like at that point in time, you let them back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept going to him. And then when they would go away, thank God Anthony Davis was there
mm-hmm.
to get offensive rebounds.
That
Why are you not
last
running?
One was huge with like 16 seconds, 14 seconds left.
Why are you not going through Anthony Davis at this point in time? He's dominating when he has the ball. He had the ball three times and scored all three times in the last 2 minutes. But he only touched the ball three times. He came over and he sat in a corner and he waited and waited and waited. And LeBron would get the little pick and have Reeves man come on him, and it was usually little Alvarez or whatever that guy's name is, and then he would just wait and throw the ball away. And then the part that irritated me the most, that I kept telling Parker that like he's got to get out of this game, is he's just walked down the court and he didn't pay. He played terrible defense at the end.
The whole Lakers team played terrible defense yesterday, but yes.
But especially LeBron. I mean, he wasn't paying attention to Zion. Zion takes a back cut because he was upset because of what happened. He's dead tired. Zion gets a back cut to the backdoor cut to the basket, wide open dunk, ties the game.
Zion was dominating that game until he got hurt.
And if he doesn't get hurt, which, by the way, what did they end up saying that? Because all I heard was leg pain or left leg
pain.
Or
he did something to his hamstring.
Is that what it was?
His hamstring. I don't know exactly.
Because he was walking off like, I felt like that dude looked like he could still play.
But he's out for the second playing game.
He is out for the second playing game. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Kenny was like, Kenny after the game was like, nah, man, lower leg injury. That's it. Just lower leg hurts. I mean, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But then again, those guys don't know what the actual thing is. Nobody said it. But my point is LeBron hurt them at the end of the game. He was tired. He didn't hustle down the court. He was making people, you know, when I watch a lot of LeBron this year. And when he gets tired at the end of games and he, you know, he's got the ball in his hand and it's ball dominated, they are so good when they move the ball. When Russell's playing well and he's got the ball in his hands and they move the ball, they look really good. That's what gets them to the game. And then in the last 2 minutes, now it's just give the ball to LeBron, get a smaller guy on him and see what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when they, like, if he misses and then transition defense, he's walking down, pointing out like, you take my guy over here. And now everything's all goofed up. Reeves. Why do I keep calling him Reeves?
Austin Reeves. Yeah.
He got put on Zion like three times and it was like Zion just ran by him. And I'm, what do you expect him to do? You're pointing at him, telling him to guard him. And then you're looking at him. I told Parker, I said, if I was Austin Reeves, I'd look at LeBron and say, would you run or get out? Either get down the court or get out because you're killing us. Somebody's got to tell that old man. I love LeBron James. I think he's an unbelievable basketball player. To be doing what he's doing at 39 years old is insane. But if you can't play at the end of a game, bro, you're hurting your team. He has to know that, right?
You know, what's funny is he looked not only in the game, but after the game, they interviewed him. And I realized He looked it really because he just needs a haircut and a beard shape up,
and he didn't have his Just for Men in, dude. He had so much gray showing that he never ever has.
I was gonna say, he looks like real ragged, like he was
Oh,
very unkempt and just But anyway, he'll have a couple of days to get ready, and
and
then
be
you
in the
know,
barber shop, probably do a podcast in there while he's in there.
sure. And then they'll lose their next four games, and that'll be it. But anyway,
Parker's gonna be so bummed out.
I'm sorry, Park. I love you, buddy, but you know, it's gonna be a 4 or 5 game series. If it goes 6 games, you can almost consider that a Lakers win of the series. Like it's, I don't
You
think
know what
it's.
sucks is I kind of feel bad for AD because, you know, it's all about LeBron's gonna hand this team over to Anthony Davis and da da da. He's not giving Anthony Davis any opportunity at the end of games.
Yeah, you wonder how they, you know, how they talk about their end of game offense and how they, it, you know, it's you, the guy with maybe the highest IQ in the league. It's fine to put the ball in his hands. You know, he's going to try to make the.
Make find He's not finding anybody. Yesterday he wasn't even looking, or he would get triple teamed and then try to look and get a ball deflected. You can't do that. That's not LeBron. That's not the LeBron we know and love.
Give it up, get it back. Something like that, you know. Anyway, good for them. Now the Pelicans play. Who just played?
Last night they played
Oh,
Sacramento.
the Pelicans play
Yep,
Sacramento,
Sacramento
who
knocked out.
the Golden State Warriors. That's what I really want to talk about is, you know, of course that's going to be the big topic all day. I didn't get to watch much today, but I'm sure everybody's talking about. Are the Warriors done? Is that dynasty over and all that kind of thing? And I did listen to a podcast today, the Hoop Collective, Windhorst and a couple other writers, and they were all in agreement. Like this isn't, no, it's not, they're not going to win another championship, but it's not, you know, they don't have to break it all up. I think most people are kind of on board with, if you do something with Draymond Green, that's okay. But it would be really hard as basketball fans, of course, to see Steph or Klay play for anybody else. And they're both still good enough. Now, Klay was terrible yesterday, and he didn't score, I don't think. He missed every shot, and he has not been as good this year,
He's been
but
up and down. I mean, there were points in time this year where he wasn't in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Like
right.
he was not in the end of game lineup.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that he still averaged like 18 a game this year. And I thought he was down way more than that. But anyway, yes, he struggled real bad yesterday, and he had his worst year, his worst season of his career. But he's still a pretty serviceable player. He's not a great defensive player like he used to be, I don't think, anymore. But he can still shoot. He's still one of the best shooters in the league. He had a terrible night last night. And Steph is, poor Steph has had to carry the load. Those guys were all agreeing that they're not even in the play-in tournament if Draymond Green doesn't miss 20 games because he's a fool, right? So everybody's like, if this is it, first of all, they're not in the playoffs now because of Draymond Green. No matter what happened last night, Draymond Green's the reason. If he was the, and they're like, they were 11 games over 500 with Draymond Green playing this year, and they were a game under 500 when he did not play.
How about the last game of the year? Draymond Green double double to end the year. Did not take a shot.
I love that.
That's insane.
And that proves that he's still very valuable
I
to this
totally
team.
agree. I
It's
totally agree. That doesn't mean I
when
like
he's
him.
on the floor.
That doesn't mean I like him, but yeah. And the reason I don't like him is because how can you trust him?
Yeah, 100%.
Like even
Correct.
Steph's annoyed with him at sometimes it looks like now. Like
He
even
cried
Steph.
last time when he got
Yeah.
kicked out. Did you see that?
I
Did
didn't see
we
him
talk about
cry, but
that?
I saw him put his head in
He
his hands and was.
cried on the floor. I watched it 6 times. He was crying. He put his head in his jersey,
I
and you
saw him
could
put his head
see
in his jersey.
like it was almost a hard cry for a second. I'm telling you. And he came out, and his eyes were all red, and it wasn't just from like he was
Yeah.
trying to rub them to make it look like that. You could tell he was crying because he was so upset, so frustrated about that, and that poor guy has had to carry this team on his back all year long and times in the past. It's just so tough. And like, he's 36 or whatever, too. I mean, he's getting up there,
he's
too.
Getting up there, too.
It's just, I feel so bad for Steph. He's still my favorite player in the league. And I hate that he's not in the playoffs. And they do still have, you know, Kuminga and Moody and
I can't even say it. It's like three letters for his last name. Starts with a P. The kid just came on all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Oh, Pajimski?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. And they call him Pods or whatever.
Yeah, Pods.
Yeah, yeah, he's Pod. A rookie. He was great. He played a ton this year. Yes, him, Trace Jackson, who Trace Jackson Davis, I think, who started at center for them last night.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've got a decent core of young guys, too, that, you know, if Steve Kerr can figure out how to kind of blend everybody together and get wins, and, you know, if Draymond Green can stay effective and if Klay can stay effective, they don't have to rely on Klay and Steph as much as those guys keep developing, but they're still there to space the floor really well.
Yeah, so you think Steph, like, in the next couple years just becomes a spot-up shooter? Because he could stay in this league for a million years and just be a spot-up shooter.
Yeah.
It'd stretch floor. I just can't see him wanting to do that. I can't see him being like, you know what, I just want to keep playing. I'm just going to go stand in a corner and hit as many threes as I can.
Yeah, I mean, that hasn't been his game because he, you know, his game is moving a ton.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's the best conditioned guy in the league probably because all he does is run and come off screens and curls and all that kind of stuff, and he tries to get himself open for shots. It's going to be hard to transition into a different kind of player. I think he could absolutely do that, of course. But maybe he does that, or maybe he's like, you know what? Had a really good run. I won four championships as the best
Two
player
MVPs.
On a team.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm finals MVP.
Yeah.
Top
yeah.
20 player to ever play the game. Maybe the one of the, it, like, if you go back and look at generational type players, like, you call them whatever you want, but without a doubt changed the way a whole generation of players play.
100%.
Like that. I mean, that's all Steph Curry.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, Ray Allen could shoot. Reggie Miller could shoot. None of them did what Steph Curry did.
Steph Curry created another level.
Yes.
And
created what we see so many people try to be now. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it kind of sucks.
The game.
It has in some ways. I mean, in some ways it has. You
no,
know?
I've been saying that for a long
with
time.
The kid from BYU, that Jimmer Fredette, right? I mean, it just run around and shoot, run around and shoot, run around and shoot a three as far as you can, right?
He could do it, though. I mean, he was.
He could. But obviously, he couldn't do it at the level that Steph could, right? I mean, because he couldn't even make it to the. I mean, he played a couple games in the NBA, but
he's like the MVP in China every year now. He averages like 40 a game in China, or something like that, which is really good. I mean, they have, you know,
there was a story he made. He got caught up to the Knicks. He was in the G League. I guess he played for the Knicks, and he came up and the security guard asked for his pass when he was going in through the players' entrance and would not let him in. Was like, thought it was a fake, told him no, absolutely not. And he's like, oh man, I'm Jimmer Fredette. Like, this is, and the guy would not let him in the arena. Yeah. They had to get like the general manager or somebody down to okay him to come in.
Did you not watch the 2014 NCAA tournament?
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. So the Warriors, I hope they don't completely dissolve. I hope they don't completely go away. I would love to see a couple more years of them at least trying to compete and do whatever adjustments they think they need to make. I just want to see it as long as I can. I was really disappointed that they lost, but anyway, but the so they're gone. Pelicans and the Kings play for the eighth seed now, and so they're going to get to play the Oklahoma City Thunder. Whoever wins that. Do either one of those teams beat the Thunder in a series?
I don't think the Pelicans can. I'm very interested to see what happens tomorrow with Brandon Ingram. Did you see Brandon Ingram just like he was sitting on the bench the whole time? Their whole team's standing up. He's sitting on the bench. I mean, he didn't just stay there. I mean, they had huddles and stuff, and he got out, put his hand in, did all that, but did not see the floor in the last 8 minutes of that game.
The look on his face, too, during all those timeouts.
I mean, Brandon,
not happy.
The look on Brandon Ingram's face always looks like that.
But But
I really like him too as a player. I think
oh,
he's
absolutely.
a phenomenal player.
And he just got back from injury.
So what did we hear? Have you heard anything why that happened?
He wasn't playing well.
And then
he wasn't playing well.
And then but then Zion goes out and it's like, okay, you may not be playing well, but you maybe you're not playing well, but you've been one of, I mean, there are parts of the year where he's been the best player on that team.
Oh yeah.
By like Zion, it maybe averaged 30 or 28 or 27, whatever he averaged, but there's a lot of most nights, sometimes Brandon Ingram's best player on that floor.
Of course. Yep.
You can have a bad day, but when you're the best player or one of the top two, shouldn't you be in that game?
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. And from what I understand, he left immediately after the game. He didn't talk to the media. That also makes me think he was
Something
pretty
happened.
unhappy about that. I don't know, probably a combination of how he played and being benched at the end of the game.
Yeah.
End of a close game. Just because of how good they were and they ended up with, I think, the second best record in the NBA, Oklahoma City, despite the worst commercial on television right now between SGA and
I'm
Chet Holmgren.
so irritated. Why does everybody think that's so bad?
It's the worst commercial. It's so bad. It makes my skin crawl.
What a pro wants.
It's
what a pro needs. Whatever makes me happy sets me free.
That was 70 times better than the what they did on that commercial.
I disagree. I thought they did. I heard a conversation yesterday. Do you think they purposely sounded that bad, or do you think they were just out there? Do you think they were just going through the motion, actually singing?
I think they were put in a position to do something that was a really dumb idea that somebody at AT&T, who
AT&T, I
is
think.
it AT&T?
Yeah, I think so.
In marketing came up with an idea and they put it together and they're like, we're going to make these guys sing this song. And because they probably heard it that morning on the radio on the way in or something like that. And they're like, yeah, let's do this. It'll be a funny idea. And then they do a real weird, even though they're already together the whole time, coming out of this building, down the steps to this bus, they sing this song that they try to make look improvised, kind of. And then they do it like they dap it up after they're finished, even though they're together the whole time and they're getting ready to get on the bus together. So they never mind.
I love
it's
it.
It's so bad. I mean, it's love. Oh gosh, I almost didn't watch the NCAA tournament because it was on every single commercial break.
Constantly.
Oh,
constantly.
Man. And I thought after the tournament was over, we would see it less.
No.
And we're not seeing it less, buddy.
No, it's on TNT every single time the NBA is on.
It's such a bad commercial. Okay. For me, it's OKC. They win it in maybe four or five games.
Yeah.
Either team.
I think Sacramento comes out against Pelicans. I think, dude, I love watching Domantas Sabonis. I think that's probably why, because I just like watching him play.
I love Domantas Sabonis. Absolutely.
I love watching him play. I hope he does. I hope they come out. But they've got a lot of really good people on that team. I mean, that's a really good team.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, you got De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. Malik Monk didn't even play the other night.
Yeah, I know.
He's been really good all year.
Yeah. Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, Keegan Murray, Domantas Sabonis. I mean, that kid is so good. They've got a lot of so good players.
Yeah.
And I think they can. I think they get. I don't think that Alvarez kid can have a game like that two in a row. I feel like he got up for that LA game, and it'd be hard for him to keep that rolling.
Okay. So real quick before we dive into the rest of the playoffs, we saw just before we started recording tonight, the Sixers beat the Heat. The Sixers get that 7 seed. They play the Knicks in the first round, which is really interesting. I filled out the pickup thing the other
the ESPN $1 million,
and I ended up picking the Sixers to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
Okay, against the Celtics. So I think they beat the Knicks, but for the Knicks to grab the 2 seed on the last day of the year, and Jalen Brunson another 40-point game, and to do it to get all the wins they've gotten with all the injuries they've had, and their second best player out.
Yeah,
a lot of the season, mm-hmm. and out the rest of the season. Julius Randle's out. How good Jalen Brunson's been? He's going to get MVP votes. It's crazy. So I don't want to discount the Knicks too much. I do feel like so the Sixers have won, I think, like their last eight or nine games, and they're like 30 31 or 32 and 8 on the season when Joel Embiid plays or something like that.
I believe that.
Which is crazy. So if that's the case, if Embiid is going to get his normal, you know, 30 and 13 or whatever.
At 23 tonight.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
he was down a little. I had like a 8-leg parlay, and all I needed was hit for him to get 23 and a half, and he got 23. I missed it by a hook.
Okay, Jontay Porter.
Missed it by a hook. We'll get to that later.
So as long as Embiid is healthy enough to play to his, at least to, at, you know, 85, 90% of his capability, it's going to be really hard to beat the Sixers. And then when Nick Batum plays like he did tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're getting contributions from.
He tried to give it away though. Same thing the Lakers did yesterday, being up by 12 or something like that, and then all of a sudden, boom! The NBA is insane the way that happens.
I know it. Okay, so you have that 2-7 matchup right now as we're recording. You got the Bulls and Hawks in that 9-10 seed game. Go Bulls, of course. But whoever comes out of that plays the Celtics. I'm not even going to ask you if there's any chance, because there's not. The Celtics are going to beat whoever comes out.
They put in front of them.
Yeah. Whoever comes out of the, in the eighth seed, whoever wins that game is going to have to beat Miami anyway. And I think Miami is the best of the three teams left.
Yeah.
So anyway, Celtics easy. Hey, just jump back in. All right. To the headphones, I mean.
Really? The Celtics headphones haven't been working?
Haven't been on the whole
time. I don't
understand
these headphones. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That the 4-5 matchup in the East. So we'll go through this quick. The Cavs and the Orlando Magic. Very interesting. The 4-5s are always really interesting.
Yep.
I don't know.
I like the Cavs, but they're such an up and down team that you don't know who's going to show up on the court. But I think they've got more talent, so I would say the Cavs.
Okay. All right, this is really a toss-up for me. I know Orlando's really, really good defensively, and they're not very good offensively. The Cavs, I guess, yeah, the Cavs I expect to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard because they would go through stretches where they win 5-6 in a row or something like that, or 6 out of 8 or something, and then they'll lose
4 straight games.
4 straight, yeah. So, you know, toss up. I'll say maybe Orlando just to have fun with it.
Hollow.
Okay. Ready for this one? Because I might end up going to game 4.
Ooh.
Bucks Pacers.
Nice.
Bucks Pacers.
As a season ticket holder, you have options, I guess, right?
I did. I missed the times to like kind of designate tickets for myself or whatever, designate the opportunity to buy them, because I didn't know what days they were going to be playing on. I didn't know what, you know, I didn't want to get tickets for some day that I can't go. So anyway, but tickets went on sale today, single game tickets did. So I can still get some, but Bucks are going to at least start the series without Giannis. Okay. The Pacers beat the Bucks 4 out of 5 times this year in the regular season. I was at one of the games. Giannis had 54, and the Pacers won. Do you think the Pacers beat them if Giannis misses all or most of that series? If he doesn't miss the series, if he misses, say, the first 2 games or something, and plays the rest of it, are the Bucks good enough to beat the Pacers? Is it just a matchup thing? What do you think?
I don't know. That's so hard to say.
It's really hard to say.
I mean, in my head, you know, regular season and playoffs is so different, especially when you're a team like the Bucks that you've made it so far so many times. And when you get on a roll, and, you know, the Pacers are just one of those teams that have been for 25 years or longer that are just going to be a tough, hard-nosed team. So in the regular season, yeah, they might have your number. But, I mean, I got to go with I say the Bucks win whether Giannis plays or not.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go for the Pacers. It's tough because I don't know, especially because Dame hasn't really played very well. I don't know. It does seem to be a really tough matchup for some reason for the Bucks. And I think just because of the way the regular season went, and I agree with you that the playoffs are different. But I'm going with the Pacers. I mean, I saw them in person 8 times this year, and I don't know. They're just especially if Tyrese Halliburton can get closer to what he was in the first half of the season than the second half.
Yeah, ever since he came back from that injury. I mean, he's been good, but he hasn't been...
Same, yeah.
Yeah, the right. Same.
Or, yeah. They are a little bit better. They were really, really bad defensively in the first half. After they traded for Siakam, they're a little bit better defensively. Still not great, but they're better. So, anyway, Knicks, Sixers, what do you think on that?
I'm with you. I mean, this isn't the Sixers team that played most of the year that made them where they were. I mean, they were in second place when Embiid got hurt, and Embiid came back, what, six, seven, eight games ago?
Yep.
I mean, they're unstoppable. He is so good.
Yeah.
He's so good. He is, I mean, these big guys like him and Jokic and Doncic, those guys, like the way that those three can play is insane. They can do anything they want to do at any time.
Yeah.
And they can both, and Embiid can hit the three now too.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do it very often, but he can.
He hit two in the fourth quarter tonight.
I mean, leave him there. Leave him open and see what's going to happen because he's going to hit it.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to. And the little jumper, that little 8 foot, 10 foot jumper,
yeah,
that's almost unstoppable.
Yeah. He can hit that mid range.
7'2" or whatever he is, that's almost unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of maybe Wemby, I don't know anybody that could possibly block that.
Yeah.
But Wemby's the only person that can make three of the plays he makes every single game anyway. So,
yeah. That's right. I think it'll be a pretty interesting series because the Knicks, they just have gotten such great contributions from a bunch of the guys. They seem like they're kind of a small team, but Jalen Brunson has been like a top five player in this, especially in the second half of the season.
And he'll be fifth in MVP voting.
Yeah, I think so. It's, and you know what's funny is Madison Square Garden is this magical place, and I want to go there and see a game so bad. And there's actually a chance I might, depending on if they go back the second time, if they end up playing on a Saturday, I might be flying up to New York for that.
Nice.
Anyway, everybody else plays really well in Madison Square Garden, you know?
Yep.
Like, star players always have their best games in MSG.
Feels that way.
It's almost like there's probably a little home court advantage, but also historically everybody's really gotten up to play there.
Sure.
So I don't know. I don't know how much.
And the Knicks have really sucked. So
for a long time. Yeah.
Makes it easy to
for a long time
have a big game there.
Right. Okay. Real quick through the Western Conference. We already talked about the 1-8. Clippers Mavs is probably the most interesting one. 4-5 there. Clippers Mavs.
The Clippers don't impress me at all, and I want the Mavs to win. I want them to win, so I'm going to take the Mavs. I want to see Luka
and Kyrie
make a move, right? Sure. I want, like, Luka's, you know, he's the third guy in voting right now. You is kind of where everybody puts him, and it's just because he hasn't made that jump, right? He hasn't made that jump to be the 1 or 2 seed, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Make a run. Have a run at it, bud. I'd love to see Luka just go out and have a run at it because if he's on the floor, they've got a chance to win.
Yeah. They'll miss Denver until the Western Conference Finals if they both end up getting there. So they would have to play the Thunder if they beat the Clippers. So I'm with you on that too. And it really depends on how healthy Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are. It seems like always questionable. I guess they haven't missed as many games.
Not even close. But now Kawhi all of a sudden they're talking about injuries creeping up on him. So it's
got the knee stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then James Harden and Russell Westbrook, by the way, are also on that team. And it sounds like a Hall of Fame team, but Westbrook had a really great game. I think it was the last or second last game of the season. But Harden is like, he's getting like 12 and 10 or something like that now. Yeah. It's just a really weird dynamic.
So weird. The Harden's play over the past month and a half, like it's been consistent, which is weird. It's not,
yes,
it's not what you would expect, but it's not, you know, 25. It's 12, 8, and 9.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see if they lose this first round, how he's going to, because every year, if he either doesn't play well or he's not happy and they lose in the playoffs,
right,
he's always looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How long has he been there now? Has it been a year and a half?
Second year. Yeah, a year and a half, I think. So, yeah, I don't know what to expect from the Clippers. So I'll say Mavericks in that one. And really the only one we haven't talked about was the Timberwolves Suns, which could also be really, really interesting. The Suns were weird. They actually played well at the end of the year to get out of the play-in game. I think a couple weeks ago they were 9 or 10 or something like that. And
yeah,
so they got it together at the end to get out of the play-in game or the play-in tournament. So they're on a little roll there. The Timberwolves were in first or second all year long in the West, which is, you know, by far better than the East this year.
They were leading the West for a long time.
Long time. Yeah. And then they went into the very last day of the season in a three-way tie for first. So it all played out and the Thunder ended up one and Denver ended up two and then Minnesota three. But this is going to be a really interesting series. I don't know. What do you think?
Anthony Edwards is insane. Yeah. He is so good.
So good.
Unfortunately, he's got Karl-Anthony Towns that he has to deal with on his team, who's really good, but I think maybe one of the worst team players to ever walk onto a court.
Really?
I don't know. Ever since that game where, like, they were forcing him the ball to get 60 or whatever was going on. Oh, like, yeah. That's like, come on. And lose, win a game. What is this about? I can't stand any of that. I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. That irritated me. So now I don't like him.
Left a sour taste in your mouth, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So you think the Suns have enough talent, of course, but momentum, have they figured it out well enough to win a series against a team that's been the best?
I'm gonna say no. I don't know what it is about this Suns team, but they just don't, it doesn't feel like they've got the veterans to make that run, right? That's the big thing. And Anthony Edwards, young guy, right? He's the star of that team, but I don't know. The Suns are not old, but it just doesn't seem like they've got it figured out. So as much as I don't like Karl-Anthony Towns, I think Anthony Edwards is going to pull it off.
Okay.
I think he'll pull through.
They got, from what I'm hearing, sounds like Rudy Gobert is probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year again. So they've got that going.
When does he win? I don't understand.
I think there are like metrics that talk about how much he changes other teams' offenses, because
that's got to be what it is.
Such a rim protector, yeah. I'm going with the consistency that they've had all season with the Minnesota Timberwolves in this series, and so I think we've covered the first round of the playoffs.
All right,
and we'll talk about it again next week, probably.
There you go. That sounds good.
Here we go.
Speaking of the NBA, though, did you see Boban?
Yeah, the last day of the season was so fun with how many seeds still had to be decided. We talked about that first place in the Western Conference. And then things happened on the last day that were just kind of fun around the league. Your last chance to seize a bunch of the teams that weren't going to make it. One of them was the Rockets, who 2 weeks ago were flirting with that 10 seed.
They're a really good team. They're going to be really good.
They are. They've got a good chance to make the playoffs next year. But Boban Marjanovic, who is 7'4", and he's in, you know, tons of commercials and stuff.
In a class of his own in ugliness.
Yeah. We did do the ugliest baseball players of all time. If we had a basketball version,
he'd be there.
We'd be in the mix. So it's just, I've never seen ears that size before.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
And they're inside out as well.
They are inside out. And they are three quarters of the size of his head.
Yeah.
Not like an eighth like other people's. They're three quarters the size of his head.
I think people could go, could hike into his ears,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, with the little headlamp things on.
Spurlunking.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, watch out for bats or whatever is in caves normally, but,
you definitely rock climb.
Stalactites or stalagmites.
Stalagmites, or... stalagmites. That's it. I think you had it right the first time.
Okay. Anyway, it's we're being silly about that, but I love that guy. He has a great sense of humor. He's mm-hmm. He always has. Show with Tobias Harris mm-hmm. for a while when they were teammates. Yes, always funny. And he didn't play much this year, but he was in that last game, and they played the Clippers in LA, and in LA is important because he gets on the line in the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure, and he had two free throws. And in arenas all over the place, like in Indy, they get you get curly fries from Arby's the next day if the opposite team misses two free throws.
Oh, okay. So this is something. Okay, I got you.
Something that teams do.
Yeah.
In LA, I think it's Chick-fil-A.
Like 11 strikeouts in the Reds game, you get pizza the next day.
Pizza.
Yeah.
In LA, I believe it's Chick-fil-A. They give away free chicken sandwiches the next day if somebody from the opposing team misses two free throws in a row on one trip to the free throw line, right?
Okay.
Boban goes to the free throw line, misses the first one, I think, honestly missed it.
Oh, 100% he honestly missed it. Yeah. It almost went in. It
right.
Rattled around.
You're right. As soon as he misses that, he realizes right away, I couldn't tell if fans were yelling for him or his teammates maybe on the bench realized.
Or the other team. Somebody was telling him. And then he started pointing at himself and kind of pointing at the fans.
He's like, you want chicken? All right. You know what? Last day of the season, I got you. I got you.
Boban gets you chicken.
That's right. So, so he misses on purpose.
Oh, definitely. It was
a little wide left. Yeah,
definitely left.
Hit the rim though. Tried to make it look like it was, you know. But he hit the rim and he missed. And everybody cheered.
Puts his hand in the air, pointing at the crowd. He knew what he did.
That was such a fun. And I feel like I would normally not be into something like that because it's like not, you know,
but it's
the
somebody you like.
Part of the game.
But it's somebody, but
it's somebody
you
I like.
Like.
It's somebody, somebody I like.
You like.
Who else? Who don't I like? If somebody I didn't like did that, yeah, I'd be like, don't disrespect the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Russ. Come on, Russ. You like Russ. I know you love Russ. Let's stop real quick. if Harden did it,
maybe, because he's got a rough past. But anyway, it was just fun.
Nice.
It was just so fun. And the Rockets ended up winning the game, and I don't think that game. I think the Clippers were locked into the four seed. There really wasn't anything on the line technically. Mm-hmm. Except for trying to win a basketball game, but they did anyway. And it was just a really fun moment.
It was. It definitely was.
It was just cool. So congratulations on that. Hopefully that's what I hope people see. Not that like fringe NBA fans, if they see that, hopefully that'll like bring somebody in like, man, that's kind of cool. I like that. I'm going to start paying attention to that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Even if it's just that guy or watch that team, you know, a couple more times, something like that. I don't know. That's going to really make a difference, but a fun situation like that, hopefully makes more people interested.
Yeah. I'd like to hope so, but I don't know. People that don't like the NBA, but they just don't like the
yeah.
NBA.
Yeah. People make up their minds about it for sure. Okay. Should we? I mean, we can go right into Mount Rushmore and comedy if you want. We can talk a minute on Jontay Porter.
Let's talk about Jontay Porter.
So he's first of all, I didn't realize who he was until this all came out. He's the brother of Michael Porter Jr., which most people will probably know from the Denver Nuggets.
Absolutely. I didn't know that either. I didn't. Yeah. I to this moment until just now, I didn't know that.
Michael Porter Jr., Jr.'s brother. And he was on the Raptors this year. Jontay Porter was. Things started coming out a couple weeks ago about he's being investigated about some gambling stuff. He might be in big time trouble. What's funny is, this is the state of the media that we're in today. Like 2 days ago, I saw a thing that said, Jontay Porter, you know, the investigation was done, and it was found that he didn't bet on, he bet not on basketball games. Today, I see he's banned for life. He bet on the Raptors, his team to lose.
Wait a minute. I thought that this was the guy who bet on himself on like unders, like under 8 points or something like that. And then he would get to like 7 points or 6 points and go out of the game with an injury. Isn't that who this was?
I didn't read articles yet, but I've seen a bunch of clips.
I thought I heard this on Dan Patrick, and if I wasn't mistaken,
that could be right.
I mean, like, think about that. Like, that's big time trouble, right? Like,
yes. And so whether it's that or for your team to lose, either way, he did the, I mean, this sounds worse than Pete Rose. I mean,
yes,
like
at least Pete bet on the Reds to win.
Yeah. But, I don't understand how you do that and not think you're going to get caught.
That's my biggest thing. That's my biggest thing. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Also, by the way, let me tell you something. I saved this. Was it worth it? Because he made his contract, the money he made this year, $2.8 million. The amount that he made on the bets that he won, $21,965.
No, not worth
it. You've made almost $3 million just playing. Was $22,000 more worth getting banned for life?
So dumb.
I mean, you know, have fun playing in whatever country you go play in, and you'll still make plenty of money there and probably be good. But you're never, ever going to be in the NBA. You're never going to be part of anything in the NBA.
That's crazy.
And you won't make as much money anywhere else as you will here.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. I don't really know.
It's already starting, right? We've had it in the NFL now. We've had it in Major League Baseball. We've had it here. Like, this is what all of the owners were so against when it came to the gambling. And this is what as the DraftKings and FanDuel's had the player, you know, daily fantasy, and that was considered to be okay because they went against it, and like they had to go to court to say that wasn't gambling, that was actually fantasy. But I mean, it is. I mean, you're putting money on it, and if they, you know, you're whatever. So the daily fantasy is still to this day, you can play daily fantasy on DraftKings, where you draft a team daily to try to win money, but you can't gamble on sports. Like, to this day, there's states like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as this is getting bigger and bigger and more states are doing it, this is the biggest fear that these places have.
Yeah.
And gotta give it to, I don't know if it's, I mean, it's obviously like the FanDuel's and the DraftKings and the MGMs, because they are the ones that are going to lose the money. So they're the ones that have to do most of the investigating on this, right? Because they're the ones going after, they're the ones that are like, whoa, 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 whoa. We found an IP address that's linked to this dude's cousin, mm-hmm. and the cousin is made, you know, $20,000 over the past 3 weeks, putting a bunch of $5,000 bets down or $1,000 bets down. Turns out they were all bet on his cousin to score under 20 points. And he scored 19 and left the game hurt 4 times. It's like, sorry, bro, that ain't happening. Like, that's something's going on there, right?
Yeah.
So that's got to be so hard to do because, you know, gambling is one of those things, it's as bad as drinking or, you know, smoking or whatever, dude. It's like when you start doing it, it's easy to to get addicted and just keep wanting to go back and chase that dollar, man. Chase that dollar, chase it. You know, I bet a dollar on things. And when I win, I'm jumping in my house, high-fiving. You know what I mean? You
think $5.
You think I just won $100,000, but like I'm, you know, I'm as excited as you can get. It's that rush, man. It's that rush.
Yeah.
And the more you put on it, the bigger, man, when you hit that big one. Oh, boy.
So I saw something. I'm probably not going to remember the numbers right, but Dave Portnoy put like $500,000 on what's his name to win the Masters?
Scheffler.
Scheffler, Scotty Scheffler, and won $5 million or something like that.
Yeah.
$4 or $5 million.
He also bet $1 million on Iowa to win. Iowa and for what's her name?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark to win that. I think it was in the LSU game.
Oh.
And hit that. And then he also bet $1 million on Michigan to win the
national championship.
Well,
he's a big Michigan fan, yeah.
He is, and he won that. So they're talking about, oh, he's on this big heater, right? Like, you know, these three huge bets in a row.
I wonder.
He's lost plenty of money.
I was going to say, I wonder how many he's actually lost.
But he's not betting those big dollar amounts, right? He's not probably
Who knows?
Well, he puts out there when he does it. Like, when he makes those big, big ones, he's putting out there when he does it.
Gotcha.
I'm sure he's betting every bit of 20 grand a day.
Seems like it. Okay. So, just an interesting thing. I mean, look, this would be a way bigger, it's a big story, honestly, because this could be, exactly what you're saying. It's why the people who are against allowing, you know, making gambling legal and all over the place, it's why they're against it. Because we can have serious things like being, what's the word? I'm trying to think of the word, you know, sports being tarnished.
Yeah, sure.
I was trying to think of something else, but anyway,
that's a good word for it.
Yeah.
The competitiveness of it not being there, right?
You've got the integrity of the sport. Yeah. And nobody's going to want to deal with that. If this becomes a thing where more and more players get caught doing this, it's going to get out of hand. And, you know, I don't think it will, but if it does, you're going to have to get gambling back out of sports. You know what I mean? Or make it illegal again.
Mm-hmm.
People will still do it, but make it illegal again. So anyway, but that's down the road. Who knows if that happens? And if he was a star, this would be a way bigger story. But he's not. You know, honestly, the league's probably not going
to
miss him.
The league won't miss him, but the idea is the same thing that happened to whoever the guy was that was gambling on site. In the NFL, he wasn't gambling on his games and he just got suspended. He got suspended for like 10 games. It was quite a bit, but it's the same thing, right? Like, you may not be the biggest guy in the sport. It's not Tom Brady doing it, right? But you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And if little man got caught, you know, having his cousin's brother do whatever, then if you're somebody bit, like, just, you know, pay attention because we're coming down on it. Like, this has to be stopped. And I think that is something that they will definitely put their foot down on.
What I think Jontay Porter did wrong was he didn't pin it on his interpreter.
It's like Pete said, I wish I came from a different country.
I'll tell you, when he said that, did we talk about that?
No.
When he said that, I'm like, what a dumb guy.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. He's 80 something years old. Pete's just a dumb, hard headed West Sider.
He's a knucklehead. He's a hillbilly.
He's a river rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're a river rat hillbilly, bud, that's a whole different type of person.
That's right. That's right.
God love him.
Yeah. God love him.
Still love him. Still absolutely. Think, I mean, unbelievable, but that doesn't mean that he's not an idiot. I mean, that's like, give me some, that's like OJ Simpson. Like, you can't say that dude wasn't one of the greatest running backs, maybe the greatest running back to ever live, but like, piece of crap.
Yeah.
Our, what did we say? Not RIP. We're not resting in peace, OJ Simpson, right?
Running in peace. He's running back. Let's see. What
oh,
can we
that
do?
this OJ would be good. Do you think he's with that demon down there? Where's he at? Does he have a fork? A dinner fork? Sorry, that's going to our comic segment.
How long till he gets demoted? We'll find out. All right. Good transition. Let's get right into the Mount Rushmore first before we get into Dimitri Martin. We have the Mount Rushmore of shoe brands. Shoe brands. Would you like to go first?
No, I want you to go first.
All right. I'll blow through real quick the list that I wrote down.
Yes, let's do that.
And then I'll tell you my four. I put Nike, Adidas, Kangaroos, LA Gear, British Knights, Converse, Airwalk, Doc Martens, Timberlands, and Stacy Adams.
You didn't put Vans on there?
I didn't put Vans on there.
No Skechers?
No Skechers.
No Hokas?
Nope, I didn't.
Man.
That was the list.
I never owned a pair of Airwalks.
Really?
I had multiple Vans, but never owned Airwalks.
You're a Vans guy. I feel like it was one or the other then. And I had one pair of Airwalks.
Mm-hmm. I think I only had one pair of Vans.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I'm a skater guy. Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
These suck.
Yeah.
I can't play basketball in these. I can't do anything in these. I can only wear
these around certain friends.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even like these at all. I don't like these at all.
Yeah.
I really like the music that they go with, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll wear these and listen to Stone Temple Pilots all day long.
All day. Where's Pearl Jam at? Give me some Pearl Jam right now.
All right, so I'll go.
Me last day.
That's right. That song was called Harry.
Yeah. Hear me smoking, hear me. I should have been on American Idol.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder, right? Like, this dude is regarded as one of the is pretty good. Is like amazing, right? Like Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder, like the name Eddie Vedder, everybody knows, right? It's Pearl Jam. I didn't know that it was Jeremy spoke in class today for like 40 years after that song came out.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember what it was. What did I used to think it was? It was whatever I thought it was. Somebody finally was like, what'd you say? And I was like, what? That's not it? And they're like, no, the song's called Jeremy. I was like, yeah, it never made sense to me.
Yeah, that's the
guy. Oh, that's what it was.
That's what he's saying.
Riddle me spoken. I always thought he said riddle me spoken. And I was like, I don't know what it means, but half the songs in the world don't make sense. So yeah. Riddle me spoke. What? What is that? No, it's Jeremy spoken.
Huh.
Claire, listen to this. Uh-huh. Jeremy spoke. Like, just, I tell my daughter all the time, enunciate your words so I can understand you.
Yeah.
Don't just do what I tell. Open your daggone mouth, Eddie. Come on, Eddie.
Come on, Edward.
Be better.
Big,
sorry.
Big Cubs fan, Eddie Vedder.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's true.
I went Nike. There's, I mean, it's, you know, the most iconic.
Yeah. Your brand, George Washington.
Right.
No Keds?
I didn't put, I almost put Keds on there.
No Ked? No Buddies?
I never owned a pair. Keds, I always thought were women's shoes.
Sure, I guess.
But I don't know.
That's how I see them.
Okay. So, anyway, I feel like Michael Jordan made Nike
different.
He put them on the map, really.
I mean, it was a running shoe. It was a track shoe.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
That's right. So, for that reason, I put Nike up there. Then I put Adidas because Michael Jordan wanted to go with Adidas. He wanted to sign with Adidas when he was. That's not really why. Also,
that's what I was looking at. That's the reason why.
but it's always interesting to me to think like he wanted nothing to do with Nike when he came into the NBA, and he like was like, yeah, I'm going to sign with Adidas. They're the biggest shoe brand, you know. But I think I've owned a couple pairs of Adidas basketball shoes, and they were, I feel like, the most comfortable.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I they held up better than most Nikes, and they were more comfortable.
I don't. Oh man, feel like I've had a pair of Adidas because I remember thinking in my head, I'm an 11 in Nike and a 10 and a half in Adidas, right?
Guys, it's crazy when they're different sizes.
The Adidas runs a little bigger, so I'm only a 10 and a half, whereas in Nike, I'm an 11. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember ever having a pair of Adidas shoes.
But you knew that. You must have had some.
I had to have. I know I've had. I'm not a shoe guy.
Yeah, I feel like you had a pair of running shoes or something that were Adidas.
Oh,
you
know? Probably. That's probably what that was. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
Chris, third, I'm putting Stacy Adams.
What is Stacy Adams?
Stacy Adams, picture this, okay?
Okay. Eyes are closed.
Close your eyes. African American man.
Okay.
Looking
at a black guy.
Let's say 58 years old to 68 years old.
Okay.
All yellow suit. Really Ooh. Nice, crisp
yes.
three-piece suit.
Yes.
All yellow. You can make it all purple.
Like
you can make it all red.
420 pounds, Mr. Edwards. Let's go.
But I mean, it looks so good on the guy, right?
Yeah.
His shoes, those really, really nice, shiny. They look like they're worth millions of dollars.
Okay.
They're a real nice, fancy, like pointed toe. Ooh,
pointed toe, not the square toe.
Probably
okay.
the pointed toe.
Okay.
And in a suit like that.
Yeah.
They could be some probably matching the rest of the suit, or they could be if it's a more of a regular suit, they could be a real off color. They could be a yellow. They could be a purple. They could
okay.
be a burgundy.
Okay.
Just the really, really nice dress shoe, right?
How many of these have you owned?
Little patterns. I've owned one pair of Stacy Adams shoes.
What color were they?
I think they were just black, just plain black. But a real nice dress shoe like that,
mm-hmm.
and probably some other shoes too, but some slightly less.
Like it. You know, I like it.
I don't know.
I like it.
I put it on there for fun.
Okay. I love it. That sounds good. Stacy Adams. Way to go, girl.
Yeah.
Or is it a guy? Like Stacy Augman?
I think it's a guy.
All right.
Or Stacy.
Is that spelled differently? Stacey or Stacy?
You know what's funny? So I was just texting with a friend right before we started here, and she said something about Stacy King, the former Bulls player. And we're now talking about Stacy Adams. And I was thinking about the spelling, because I think Stacy Adams spells it without the E.
Okay.
So I think it's Stacy. It could be a woman. I guess I don't really know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had some male Stacys though. Yeah. All right. Fourth. I haven't made my choice for fourth yet.
Okay.
So it's between all those. I'm gonna put it between all those. This is gonna be boring, but I did throw the Stacy Adams in there, so I'm going back to boring, and I'm gonna go Converse because for the longest time, they were the only athletic shoe.
100%.
The only athletic shoe. The Converse weapons are now coming, I think, coming back in. I think they're like they re-release them or something, or you can get them again.
I see so many people wearing old Converse, the low tops now, not the high top All-Stars. The low tops.
And not the Chucks, not the Chuck Taylor.
Right.
Those,
right.
I mean, you can still, you go into the Converse, not surplus, the outlet store.
Yeah.
And they've got every single kind of Converse Chuck Taylor.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And they're in a box that's like, you know, 4 inches by 4 inches by 7 inches. It's like, that's not a shoe box. That's a takeout box. I feel like there's a hot dog in there.
It's a hot dog box. They don't have a lot of variety in shoes, really,
mm-hmm.
because so many of it is a version of Chuck Taylor's. I loved when they came out with the new Chuck Taylor's, like in the late 90s or early
yes.
mid 90s or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Those were awesome. Elder had they used those as the team shoes, and I got a pair of purple ones. They were
St. Dominic, 1998.
Did you get them?
City champs.
Hey!
Right? Black Everybody on the team said, we're getting black and white new Chuck Taylors. Mom took me into Shoe Carnival and said, no, it's buy one, get one half off. I'm getting a pair of shoes and you can have those black and white Converse. And they're black and white Converse, but they just weren't the new Chuck Taylors.
Okay.
So I was the only one on the team that had slightly different shoes.
Oh,
I couldn't tell on the court. They all look like black and white Converse. They had the Converse on the tongue and all that stuff and on the side.
Okay.
But not the Chuck Taylors. Didn't mom, dude, when they re-released those in the 90s and late 90s, they were not cheap, dude. It was like they were trying to not, and they weren't competing with Jordan, but I mean, those Jordans were $120 back then.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just not a shoe guy.
Yeah, I've become weirdly become a little bit more later in life, but still not. I know plenty of people that are way bigger.
Oh yeah, shoes are crazy. But I don't like. I just never had like. I had the same pair of shoes. I wear them all the time. Like I have a pair of work shoes. I got a pair of boots, and I've got a pair of gym shoes. And then I've got my, and I guess I do have a pair of shoes that I wear to, for softball, baseball, whatever, when I'm on the field, pair of turfs, coaches' shoes, whatever you want to call them.
You
not
got,
coaches'
you
shoes,
got a,
turfs.
You got a wedding, funeral, church shoe.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. That's my work shift.
Oh,
shoe
okay.
For work.
There you go. There
so,
you go.
But that's it. Like I don't have 15 gym shoes. Like I'm not picking a pair of gym shoes out. I've got a pair of gym shoes. That's it.
What I have done as when I started, really the only reason I say a little more into shoes is because I started probably 2013 or so. And there's a reason for that. Going to the outlet stores and getting like these, like I found these, I found these at Kohl's on a rack. They were the only pair of, what do you call these?
Air Max? Air? Nike Air? It says Nike Air on the back. Are there, I don't know if they're Air Maxes or not. They kind of look like Air Maxes.
Maybe I'm trying to, I'm feeling like it's something else. But anyway, the only pair like that there. And they were, whatever, $65 or something like that. I'm like, those are awesome. I, you know, I can't believe I found them. But I will go to the outlet stores and buy like four pairs of shoes at once for a total of $200.
Gotcha.
And you know, and then I'll make those last me for 2-3 years or whatever. And maybe even more. And so that's what I've been doing. And so, and maybe before I get through all those, I'll go back and find, you know, some more that I like.
Do you
That
clean
are pretty cheap.
You clean those bad boys? Like you're
no,
not even gonna clean them up?
I so I
are super clean.
Yeah, I don't wear these often.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're my nicest pair of shoes now,
mm-hmm.
but like you know, you can see some stuff here and
yeah.
some stuff here and everything. Once in a while, if I want them to look better, I'll grab a paper towel and put a little water and soap on it, and just like
just
if
scrub
there's a
around a little
spot
bit.
that
So,
I need.
so when I said, "Do you clean them?" and you said, "No, you actually do clean them."
Well, but not regular. Like if there's,
I mean, water and soap, that would be considered cleaning in most people's eyes. Do you clean it? No, I just take water and soap and scrub them up a little bit.
If there's,
I don't clean them though. Come on, man. I'm not weird.
I'm not weird. I don't clean them, but I do wear them in the shower. That's not really like weird or anything.
I mean, I put them in the washer, you know, but every once in a while.
It's like I call it a 3-cycle wash, and I'll wear them in the shower, and then I'll put them in the washer, and then I'll put them in the dishwasher after that. And then after that, they should be
pretty
good.
Dishwasher is probably the best way to do shoes.
And then I'll get a toothbrush out, and I'll put some soap on that and do a little spot
really,
cleaning.
Really spot clean them.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So,
but I don't really clean them though.
No, I've never cleaned them before.
That's good. I like that.
What are your top four shoe brands?
So no Under Armour? No?
No.
I don't know that I've ever had a pair of Under Armour shoes.
I've been in the Under Armour outlet store a few times and wanted to get some Steph Curry Under Armour shoes. They're just not, I just don't like
you don't like them. A lot of people don't like them. They look like the, what are they called? The Nike Forces or Nike something where they're the, Matt, I don't know what they're called. The ones that all the old men get, you know, when you become a dad.
Oh, the Air
You
Monarchs.
Air Monarchs. There you go. The Air Monarchs. Yeah. People make fun of those. My wife would always get on me about, when we first got married, I would buy shoes. It was always like a basketball shoe, but I would get them for basketball, and she would hate the basketball shoes I got. And I say that, and I probably only buy one pair, and I still have that same pair upstairs there. I bought a pair of Carmelo Anthony's. They were Jordan under, when he was under Jordan Brand. I assume he still is, or well, he's not under anything now. I bought them like 30 years, not 30 years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago. And I think I've worn them not on the hardwood, maybe four times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I, you know, I just, those are supposed to be my basketball shoes, man. They don't touch nothing else.
Yeah.
But, and I thought it was so cool that it was my first pair of Jordans that I ever owned, and they were Carmelo's.
Nice.
And they were 2 years old when I bought them. They were on the outlet mall for like $30.
Heck yeah.
That's how I do things. I don't need, I'm not just, and my wife calls them moon shoes. She always say, you got moon shoes. Stop buying. You're not buying moon shoes anymore. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. Buy me a pair of shoes whenever you want. I've had like three pairs of Air Max in the past 8 years, 9 years, not even three, two. I've had two pairs of Air Max in the past. No, it's been three. One of them was given to me by our cousin's husband, Michael Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me a pair of red and white ones, and I thought they were the coolest things in the world. I wore them to a Reds game once, and I was like, well, I can never wear these. I mean, they're dirty already. Like,
yeah.
Don't give me white ones. And then I bought a pair of all white Air Maxes.
Which
those
you gotta,
lasted a while.
What you got to do is you got to wear them in the shower, and then you got to put them in the washer.
Three cycle. And I have a pair of Air Max now. And that's probably 9 years of – that's the last 9 years I've had three pairs of shoes. I don't – just means nothing to me.
Yeah.
But I am going to put Nike number one. I went with the Chuck Taylor, the Converse is number two. I feel like that has to be up there. Has to be up there. Number three, I went with what I was talking about before. I really liked for a long time, the shoe I wear the most in my life is made by Bumba, which is like a baseball turf shoe. They make turf shoes. They make molded cleats. They make metal cleats. It's that's what I probably wear more than anything is those shoes. I wear them to indoor practice. I wear them to outdoor practice. I wear them to games. I've 100% had way more of those than, and I probably had 15 pair in the last 15 years.
Have you ever seen like an advertisement for those shoes?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, do they have a coach or a player linked to those?
No, I don't think that I've ever seen on TV. I'm sure there's somebody in Major League Baseball that wears them. Not that I've ever seen. New Balance has gotten huge in turf shoes. Huge. Like, people love the new Balance turf shoe now. Lots of guys, like, it's in Major League Baseball. I bet a quarter of the people in Major League Baseball are wearing New Balance turfs when they got turfs on.
Well,
yeah,
I heard New Balances are super comfortable.
Yep. Dad's either got the Air Monarchs or a pair of New Balance. Actually, you know what, he's gone over a little bit to the Skechers now. I think
right.
Pop's gone to the Skechers. Dude, I don't know what to pick for the third one. I have no idea. Like, Nike, Bumba, what was the other one?
Converse.
I said Converse. I'm struggling. All those things we've named, I named a bunch more after that. I never owned a pair of Doc Martens. Like, I don't understand. I never, like, I thought people that wore Doc Martens were weird as hell. And I was pretty weird for wearing Vans. So you had a pair of Docs, didn't you?
No, I never did. I think I wanted them at some point when
I'm
we were.
Sure, I did
when
too,
we were
and
in
that's
that
probably why I
phase or
didn't,
whatever.
because they were like $200.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're like a
knockoffs.
Apparently, they're apparently like a really, really nice work shoe, like work boot.
Oh yeah.
They're like but
like an orthopedic work boot. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. And then people just decided they're gonna make them their goth shoe or something.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Whatever. Or grunge or whatever music at the time was wearing them.
Yeah. Stone Temple Pilots.
There you go. Airwalks or, yeah, Airwalk, Van, Docs, if you had any of those three on.
That's right. You were listening to, what'd you call it? Something spoken, class. Something spoken.
Riddle me spoken.
Riddle me spoken. Yeah.
Riddle me spoken.
If you'd have had Doc Martens on, you would have known it was Jeremy the whole time.
Jeez. Okay. I mean, it's what I've been able to understand half of Kurt Cobain's words too, because I couldn't understand half of his stuff either. Oh, geez. Yeah, just listen to Nevermind. I have no idea what he says the whole time.
Yeah.
No idea. Anyway, so for the fourth to make the mountain. You know what?
You're not wearing shoes right now.
No, I'm a slippers guy in the house, but I wish I knew brands of slippers, right? Toes on. I'm gonna go
totes.
Totes. Yes, those are awesome. So good. Nothing like a good sock with sticky things on the bottom. Love that. If they're given to you by the hospital,
yeah,
they're the best. And then they're smart enough to come out with actual slippers. Like, well done.
Yeah.
Let's go. You know what? Let's go with Vans.
Okay.
Go with Vans.
Sure. Throw back to a special period in our lives.
You ain't kidding. It was about 4 years long, but
yeah,
wasn't that long.
Yeah. All right. That was fun.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay.
So that brings us to Dimitri Martin.
I feel like he's probably a New Balance. He's a New Balance guy.
Air
he's
Monarch.
A, you think? No? No.
New Balance?
Yeah, he's
I feel like he's a Hoka guy.
Maybe. But they're gonna be a blue or a gray. They're gonna be a pretty solid, yeah, like, you know, not too flashy color there. Yes.
One couldn't tell you what color shoes they were if you watched the special.
Right. They were black. They were gray.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
Dimitri Martin Deconstructed was on Netflix. This was a very, and it's so on brand for him. He's always been this way, a very artsy, very artistic,
absolutely
special.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean because he draws. The whole thing, the whole thing was, you know, it was all done in black and white, and there were
the beginning and the end. I still don't quite understand it, but apparently it's going to be to be continued. So we get to see.
Oh, whatever. Did it say that?
Yeah, at the very end.
Yeah. So, but the way he did, you know, he would put up certain words as he's saying them as part of the punchline or something.
Then he would add words like.
Yeah.
But there'd be stuff on there he didn't even say, but it would keep putting up examples of whatever he was doing.
That's right. There would be several blocks of him doing different movements or jokes, and they would be in rhythm, or they would be, you know, he would be doing,
yep,
at some point there was a side by side, and he did two different jokes at one time, and you couldn't follow it, but still, just all the different things he did.
My least favorite part, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't.
Why am I watching a comedy special if I have no idea? I'm trying. I tried to just specifically listen to one of the jokes,
yeah.
and I couldn't do it.
Anyway, he did this kind of. It's totally different, but it reminded me of the Bo Burnham special that you didn't love from the pandemic. It was just so different than any other special. I loved this. A big reason was for that, but also he's one of my favorite joke tellers, joke writers I can ever think of. You know, and he does I like the style a little bit better of the shorter jokes, the, you know, more jokes in a shorter amount of time. Mitch Hedberg-esque. So I can tell you right away, I really like this, but before I say anything else, you take it away. What were your takeaways there?
I mean,
okay, I'm reading your body language, reading your face, reading your voice.
He is very funny. I laughed out loud quite a few times. Like, that's the kind of funny this dude is. And I didn't love it, but I definitely laughed a lot. Like, it was hard for me to figure out what I was going to give this as a score, because part of me wanted to be like, oh my God, this is not a comedy special. This is, I don't know what it is. It's a comedy. It's not a comedy special. It's a comedy, like the big word on the paper. It's just comedy, which is fine. But I didn't feel like it was a stand-up special. It felt like there's way too much production involved. I feel like for a good comedy special, I don't need a ton of production.
Sure.
Right? I need a camera, maybe a couple more from the sides every now and then, or one on the crowd, whatever, and a microphone and a person. And I love that. We talk about it all the time. You like a guy who just has a microphone and a stand, and he stands there and he tells jokes. And Dimitri Young. Let's go meet Hook.
The other meet Hook, yeah.
Let's go meet Hook. Dimitri Martin does kind of do that. I mean, he does, right? Like, the a big part of it is he's just standing there and he's telling his jokes. And
really, that's what he's doing the whole time.
Great
just
delivery.
So much production involved that they make it look different.
I would love to see this guy live. I think live, this might have been one of the better specials I've ever seen live. When he, I'm not going to lie to you, the demon thing was pretty funny.
That was really
funny. I was dying laughing when he pulled, when I don't even know how he did that going back and forth. And then when he came back and things were different, I don't know how he did that. That was pretty cool though. And then the demon was there and he's making it talk. And I don't know if he had something in his hand that he was clicking a button to make his voice do that. But when he messed up at the end, that was so great.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks that was definitely done on purpose. But it's so, this is so hard for me because it is like the Bo Burnham special where it's very artsy, which is no problem. That's awesome. I love stuff like that. But when I know 100% when that's what I want to go watch.
Okay. You just never
I didn't like
watch it.
I didn't like the Bo Burnham at all.
I know.
I liked this way better than I liked the Bo Burnham thing. Way better. The Bo Burnham, like most of the stuff he did, I didn't even think was funny.
He's a little bit more into the weird funny than the and it's not for everybody.
No, I didn't, and I usually like weird, goofy, stupid, funny, right? I'm into stuff like that usually, but it didn't do it for me, right? Just Bo Burnham's didn't do it. This was 1,000 times better than Bo Burnham's. Doesn't mean that I'm giving it like a 5 or a 4.5 or anything, but I did like it. And the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, God, I wish I was there. Wish I was there because I could actually watch this. I could actually listen to him. I feel like this would be better if I was standing there when he did his little things in his head.
You could see it in color.
Yeah, I don't even care about seeing it in color. He could be up there in gray. It doesn't even bother me. Give me black and white glasses to watch him. I just feel like the delivery would be better and it could really pay attention to what he's making jokes about instead of trying to read these other words that are coming up while he's already telling another joke. But there's more work. Like, he didn't say all that, but these are pretty funny too. Why didn't he say these things? I get that that's all part of it. Get it. I'm not like crucifying the guy for it. I just don't know. I keep like the number 3-6 has been in my head. Part of me wants to go down. Another part of me wants to go up. We always say 4 is like that magic number. You hit 4 and it's like, you got to watch this. I'm not going to say this is one that like people that, you know, you got to watch this. I feel like if I was there watching this, I'd be like, this is like a 4 something. By definitely a 4. But I think I'm just going to stick with it. I think I'm going to stick with a 3-6. I mean, it was really good. He had me laughing a lot, but there was just too much for my simple-minded brain. And I'll be 100% honest with you. It's probably my simple-minded brain that struggles with it. It was just a little much for me. I feel bad because I like the dude and I feel like I'm tearing him down, but a 3-6 is a great score.
3-6 is a good score. It is. I watched this twice.
And you loved it both times.
I loved it both times. I watched it about a week apart. The first time, I probably would have gone maybe like 4-1, something like that. I watched it again today.
100%. I could see this being something you went higher.
I went 4-6.
Yeah, because this is definitely a special where you'll pick things up. Because there's so much production involved that you don't catch everything. I don't want that in my comedy special. I want to know what's going on.
I was more focused the second time I watched it. I was listening to all the jokes closer and everything, and paying even more attention to all the different production,
right,
and the different Yeah, just the different ideas.
You were ready for it.
I was ready for it the second time, for sure. But it just, like, I don't know. It was, he's getting a little bit of at least a partial point for making it unique. I liked
it. I think
that.
I took off a partial point.
I liked it. And it was even funnier the second time as the first time. I
guarantee you're right about that. I bet if I watched it again, I would love it more.
Yeah.
Like I said, I laughed constantly. There was just a little bit too much in there.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, there were. I ended up writing a bunch of stuff down, a bunch of jokes and joke ideas and stuff that I was like, I could almost write down everything because I liked almost everything. Yeah. So I won't even get into that. But it was, I really, really liked it. And I did get to see him about a year, year and a half ago live.
Right.
And he was fantastic. And he always does the pad thing. He's always done that his whole career. And he did that, and what I've never seen him do before was
bring it back,
do the reverse,
that was awesome.
Into a different joke.
That might have been the pad was probably my favorite part.
Yeah, maybe the simplest of those was this is a calendar based joke, and this is yesterday, and it was just the big X. I loved that joke. Oh my god,
the butt cheek joke. That yeah. was a good one.
Yep.
Yeah,
it
man.
It was Antarctica, yeah, and then it was the guy.
Yep.
Yeah,
the grass. The end of it was the best. That end was awesome. Like, my thing is, did he do the graph first, and then decide that matched his face? Because there's no way that happened.
Oh,
or did he like design his face and then make a graph off of it?
Yeah,
because that yeah. was that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
the way they ended that was really cool,
and it was a good drawing of him because he's, I mean,
so good. With
he makes your nose look like a tiny little.
There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Like
I got
a
cute little button nose,
manufactured nose.
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah. Joan Rivers when she died nose.
That's right.
Michael Jackson
nose. Just the tiniest little baby nose.
Nothing but cartilage.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't break that nose. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in it.
There is no nose.
Okay. We did it. And you know what's funny about today's podcast, Chris?
We didn't record at all.
Oh, we did it again.
We did.
No.
But Adam Schmidt owes us holding a 1 pound weight in the air for the entire podcast, and we keep forgetting. Do you use that 1 pound weight? At home?
No, I bought this on Amazon.
Give me that weight. We are going to remember next time. Did it come in a 2-pack? Let's go. When I first started playing baseball, not first started playing baseball, when I first started playing like really competitive baseball, my coach talked my dad into buying a 1 and 2 pound weight and have me throwing them, like acting like I was throwing them to try to build up arm strength.
Have you ever shadow boxed holding 1 pound dumbbells?
No.
It's the most amazing feeling. You go a three minute round or even just a minute shadow boxing, like fully shadow boxing mm-hmm. with 1 pound dumbbells, and then go the next round with no, you feel like you are faster than Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You feel so quick with your hands. It's an amazing, the first time I ever did that in a boxing class, I was like, oh my God.
I'm going to kill somebody.
I got the fastest hand on the planet.
Call me Floyd Mayweather.
That's a good idea. I'm going to put these right here and we're going to leave them here.
We're leaving them there. So we'll remember as soon as we walk in here and be like, oh, got to get them.
Put them in the bottom of that goofy bag. And
I know.
I know. Anyway, that's my bad. Anyway, we've got a Mount Rushmore and a comedy to pick for next week.
Yes.
All right. So. I did have a couple of ideas. I'll tell you, I'm sure you get some too. I get suggestions for Mount Rushmore sometimes from people.
Yep.
And, no bad ideas or anything like that, but a lot of times it's either stuff we've already done or too close
That's
to something we've already
usually
done.
Usually we've already done it.
Yeah. Or just something I'm like, well, I don't know. How are we going to even do that? Anyway, I might go with one. Let's see.
Let's do it.
I thought I wrote that down. Okay. I also had a Kind of a funny idea for one too. Let's go the Mount Rushmore. All right. Shout out Jim Schmidt.
All right.
He gave me this one. Let's start with Mount Rushmore of jobs you would never want to do.
Okay.
Jobs you would never want.
Okay.
So
I love it. So go back, jobs. Watch your favorite episodes of Dirty Jobs, mm-hmm. and go at it. I like that.
You know what the worst jobs for me that I had, the worst ones that seemed to, for me when I watched that show, were any of them where he had to like climb down a little hole or go in a little thing.
Yeah, that's my wife's least favorite thing ever.
Oh, I more and more claustrophobic all the time. And just seeing that, especially if it, like in a tank too, like you see how small the quarters are,
yes.
And you have to go down and then somebody, and there's only room, you have to squeeze into a hole and then somebody comes down over you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're corked in there, pal.
Yes, sir.
There's no, if that guy dies,
you're done
suddenly, and he's right there.
You're not getting out.
You're suffocating to death. That's
something bad's gonna happen.
My heart is gonna.
Yeah, drive that tank till it flips over and knocks him out.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are not designed to do that.
You gotta find an embankment to start climbing up. Okay. Let's do that for the Mount Rushmore.
I like it. Okay. I've got, I think, so there's a couple new ones out on Netflix here.
Oh, yeah.
Which one am I going to do? You know what? I'm going to go with, I want to do the Jimmy Carr thing, but part of me always feels like I'm not sure that I don't know how I feel about Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
But I know I like Neil Brennan. So we're going to do Neil Brennan Crazy Good.
Neil Brennan, this might be our third Neil Brennan special.
Yeah, it might be. Might be.
Well, yeah, we did Blocks. We did Three Mics. Is this our fourth? Did he do one before?
No, I think that's, well, those are the only three he has on. It's part of a collection, if you will.
Oh.
So Blocks was in, wow, Blocks was 2020. It's three in a row.
Yeah.
Blocks was in 2022. Three Mics was 2020. No. Three Mics was 2017.
Was it really?
Yeah. Three Mics was 2017.
So we did that one well after he had done it.
It had to be, because I feel like we didn't do it that long ago.
Yeah. Huh. I would have lost that bet.
Yeah.
What's this new one called again?
Crazy Good.
Crazy Good.
Crazy Good. Is it me, or does it look like he's on some kind of drug? Like, he's a very thin person.
He's a
like sickly thin,
strange looking guy.
Sickly thin.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. We've spent a lot of time bashing people's, and I mean, look
when you look like us and you're as ugly as I am, you are might be one of the best looking dudes I've ever met in my life.
Okay.
But when you're as ugly as I am, I can talk about anybody, because there's no one that, you can say whatever you want about me, it don't bother me one bit.
We're allowed to I say know you, I, we're allowed to say the U word.
U word?
Ugly.
Oh, yeah. Is that I'm allowed to say the ugly word for sure. I've got my right eye is lower than my left eye, and it's always a little bit closed. I've got a nose that goes to the side and has a giant hump in it.
Nose that goes.
I'm fat. My man boobs are usually hanging out as they are right now. Trust me. I know where I'm at. I got a little tiny chiclet for teeth. I don't own an upper lip. I mean, there's a lot, bud. There's a lot. God gifted a lot of people with two lips. I only got a bottom. So,
you know, we're
I'll talk about anybody I want.
We are always our own worst critics, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah. Thank God people don't really see us as we see ourselves.
I was talking to somebody about how my right eye is like, it's a hair lower, and it does kind of, it's a little bit more closed, but like, you don't recognize it unless you like look at it, right? Like, I look at myself in the mirror every single day. A lot of people probably don't even notice it. Maybe they do. I don't know. But somebody was like,
I've known you for 40 years and I've never noticed that.
So somebody one time was like, oh yeah, my son has the exact same thing and it's called da 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 da. And I looked it up, and that is not what I have. Bro, that no, that my friend, like I ain't even got a touch of that. Just saying.
All right.
Just saying. I don't know. I don't remember what it was called, but I don't even like I don't know your son. Like I, you know, customer of mine. I don't know your son, but if he's got that.
He's up in the bell tower ringing the church bells.
He is, my friend. Yes, he is. We call him Quasi for short.
Oh my God. All right, I won't release this episode, but next time we'll come back.
I'll put it out there. I got no problem with it. Like I said, I'm the ugliest dude you ever met. Yeah. Is that a bad word now? Are you not allowed to say ugly? Is that like fat? Like you can't say the word fat anymore?
No, I was just kidding.
Okay. There was a paper that one of my kids brought home in like kindergarten, and it said fat man, and it had a fat guy there, and like you had to read it, and it was individual words. It was like fat, bat, cat, and you had to draw a line to which one was which, and it was a fat guy. And my wife was so mad. She's that's not how they should be seeing it. And I was like, I mean, you know, he's fat.
That is tough in kindergarten to
yeah,
teach.
But you're teaching body shaming. I get it. That's, I mean, you know, it's what, you know.
Yeah. And kids don't realize, like, they'll say that stuff in front of people.
Hell yeah. They'll be like, oh, that's a fat. Oh, you're fat.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, what? Isn't that what it's called? I mean, yeah, but.
Yeah. But this man is trying to do his grocery shopping, and we don't know him. So,
Daddy, isn't that a boy? Oh, when he's my son said that one day, McDiver, tell you a McDonald's story.
I don't know.
We go through the McDonald's drive-through, and there's a guy who always had lipstick on, a little bit of stubble, and you know, he got himself a nice set and that he paid for and some fingernails, or maybe he didn't pay for it. Maybe there was just some stuff stuffed inside of whatever and makeup, but always had stubble. Like the stubble was always there, and it was 1,000, like it's 100% a dude. And Parker was, I don't know, 3 maybe. And it would always call you sweetie. Like, oh, sweetie, thank you for giving the money. $7, sweetie. Parker's in the back. Dad, isn't that a boy? Dad, is that a boy? And I'm sorry. Quiet. Shut up, boy. Shut up, dude. I don't. How do you answer that? I mean, I don't know. What are you now? Like, you ask? Is that what you do? Is it polite to ask?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. That's all I got for you. I don't know.
I totally expect you to have the answer to that.
I thank you.
When Erin was at UC, she had to take a training course on, like, if somebody was in that transgender community or whatever, they had a little
take a training course.
She had to take a training course. Listen to you. I would.
That's terrible. You're not supposed to say that anymore.
It wasn't a training course.
I was only for the joke. Yes. I don't actually call people that.
No. No. Anyway, so there's like a little certain color dot or whatever that pop up on the screen, and they would get forwarded to her. So she's the one that I should ask because she's the most politically correct person when it comes to that stuff. Yeah. Like, is it okay to go, you know, like, you know, phone rings, boom, Bart Johnson, and it's got a little thing up there, and you're like, well, here we go. Hello, Johnson. Hello, Bart. Like, what? Can't say Mrs. Johnson or Mr. Johnson because you don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
How are you? Well, I am not a you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you calling me ugly? The U word? That's where I was going with that. I tried to make that a joke too. But,
so. I'm not a you was good enough.
We tend to do this at the end where we probably had a decent, it probably wasn't going bad, and then we just get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah.
Total trouble.
Oh, I'm gonna fast forward to this part.
This part. If we didn't have like grandparents and parents and like other, you know, try not to offend people.
Sure.
Oh boy, this would be.
Sure, we could make this a different rated podcast if we wanted to, but
we'd be kicked off YouTube by now.
Yeah, I don't know that we have the If we were like already famous for something, or if we had a big following or something,
being
I feel
famous
like
for having two different sized eyes.
Yeah, that's what you're known for.
Yep, that's me. That's me.
All right. I think we've got our stuff set for next week. We'll see what happens. We'll talk NBA playoffs a little bit again. And you know, we'll have our Mount Rushmore of jobs you would never want to do, and Neil Brennan.
I like it.
Comedy special. So
yeah.
And who knows what else. Actually, I already have a question I want to ask you about, and I think you already saw it, and we're going to say that for next week because
I like it.
It's just interesting to me. I just want to know your opinion.
Okay. Was it something that you talked to me about possibly doing this week?
It's something in that list that I sent you at the very last second before I came over here.
Now I want to know what it is.
I mean, we can talk about it right now if you want. I don't care.
If you don't care, why not? I got nothing else to do. What do you want to do?
Chris, how long has it been since you've heard about the Bermuda Triangle doing anything to anybody?
I remember seeing that on there. We're saving that for next week.
Okay. I mean, it hasn't swallowed up anybody in a long time, or did people figure it out?
Or do we not know if it has?
I mean, shouldn't it be in the news?
Here's my question.
Is that what happened to that little capsule that the rich people took to the bottom of the ocean?
And they just blew up. That was controlled by a PlayStation controller.
Yeah, something like that.
So if the Bermuda Triangle was a thing that people know about, why are we sailing through it still? Why are we flying through it still?
Yeah, are we?
I don't know.
Are people routing around it all every day?
I would. Would you?
Yeah.
I'm not going in there.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I sleep with the lights on when I'm out of town.
I sleep with them when I'm in town.
If I didn't have a wife, I would too, but she likes it dark.
I mean, come on. It's you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bermuda Triangle was this big, amazing, scary thing when we were kids, and we heard about things, ships and stuff disappearing. And I haven't heard about it, I feel like, in 20 years or more.
All right. So I'm going to look up the latest, instances, latest stories of the Bermuda Triangle.
Same.
Going into, that's my wife. That's all. I go to bed every night with conspiracy stuff. That's what's on TV every night. And she always falls asleep and can't find the remote. And I can't go to sleep when the TV's on. So I'm up till 2 o'clock in the morning, like actually interested in, like, all right, what is this all about? Like, we got a space alien coming through here. There's a lot of alien stuff. So I'm sure there's some Bermuda. It's got to have something to do with aliens.
We
right?
did find out recently that they could be at the bottom of the ocean or whatever, right?
Yeah. Is that Atlantis? Is that where Atlantis is? Is that an old, isn't Atlantis like an old alien living ground? Did we find out they could be underwater? How did we find
yeah
out?
I thought that was one of the things recently.
Yeah,
that, yeah, like when like the government started coming
the
out
tic tac
saying,
thing, because it was over the ocean, and then it just like didn't it like just disappear
been,
into the ocean or something?
That might have been part of it. That might have been part of it. But I feel like there was like people think that there are.
I mean, have you ever seen some of those fish they find really, really deep?
Yeah,
more creepy
there's
as hell.
Some weird stuff down there.
What if aliens were just fish?
I mean, that's why I don't go more than a foot into the ocean.
You don't want to get abducted by a fish.
That's right.
I don't blame you.
Now, when I want to swim with the dolphins, you step into the ocean, you're swimming with all of the dolphins.
As soon as you step into it. Mm-hmm. Which one was that from last week's comedy special?
Yeah.
Oh, that was this week's. That's what that one was. Yeah.
His friend asked him if he ever swimming with the dolphins. He's like, well, yeah.
All of them.
what proximity are we talking about? When he's like, when I want to go, sometimes I want to go swimming without the dolphins. And I have to find a pool.
All right. So Neil Brennan and What was give me the worst jobs.
Worst jobs.
All right. Till next time, don't forget to turn your headlights on.